morning, Anthony. How are you going?
I'm well. A bit of rain late last week. Good drops too.
There was a lot of rain. Not as much as the Bureau was forecasting, but it was still a terrific rain across the district.
What does it mean?
Well, for the cereal crops, absolutely fantastic this time of year because it's just that finishing off rain, make sure the grain gets nice and full and not gets pinched. So I think the grain growers should see some very good quality coming out of the district this year. And for the horticultural blocks, chance to flush the salt out of the ground, get everything dampened up properly so the soils will take water later on in the season. Very, very positive all round.
Well, it's all good news, but we just had the counting crows and we're not counting chickens.
No, well, it sets everything up really well. And the other thing was the weather was cool enough that you would have noticed normally we get rainfall like this, you'll get a downy mildew alert, and that wasn't raised because most, in probably nearly all the places, the temperatures were too cool because it was very cold that day it rained. So we didn't get the warm temperatures that are associated with downy mildew. So if we get a rain like this in, say, another couple of weeks, you'll probably see a downy mildew alert get notified across the district, but there was nothing really raised. There might be the odd patch where it was a bit warmer, but for most of the region, it was a bit cooler than you would have liked for an outbreak. So good all round.
All right, good news there. You've got a potato, you've got a spud update for us.
Just recap on
what you've been doing.
Well, we're doing pot trials trying to grow powdery scab because no one wants me to grow it in their fields. So we're having to do this in pots. So we've got some really nice scabby seed, which we've got to butt up, and I've planted it in pots at Mount Gambier and up in the Riverland to try and induce conditions to make it favourable for scab, which I don't think we'll do here because the weather will be too warm, but I'm hoping we'll be able to induce it down in Mount Gambier just to show how the climate impacts on disease expression. But they are going gangbusters in the pots. I think the spuds are being mothered in the pots too, so they're being treated to absolute luxury that they wouldn't get in the field.
A bit strange that you're growing something that most people try to avoid. I find that interesting.
Well, we're looking at different treatments to suppress the powdery scab bacteria. And so the best way to do it really is in pots where we can load the disease up, create conditions that are favourable, and you don't really want to be doing that in someone's field, just in case it does work and you have an explosion of disease going out. But from a pot experiment point of view, it's a really great way to have controls over high disease pressures, and you can individualise pot treatments and randomise the pots that you're working with, so everything is very highly controlled. But the plants are growing well, which is good. So I think by Christmas I'll be able to pull the spuds out of the pots and score them for scab.
How exciting.
You're salivating at the thought of that. I'll have to show you some of these scabby or clean spuds when they get dug out.
So these are going to be unedible, obviously.
Oh, no. You just peel the surface off. It only doesn't do anything to you. It's just a cosmetic appearance.
Oh, okay.
People don't like looking at things that look like they're covered in warts.
Mm.
But it does nothing to you. It's just it only infects spuds and that's just a cosmetic appearance, which we're used to having everything looking perfect before we eat it.
I was going to say gestation period, but that's not right. So from planting the spud through to pulling up the plant and getting spuds, what's the time frame on that normally?
The variety that I've got in, it's between 90 and 110 days.
Okay.
So it's not very long, really. That's why potatoes are such a good crop to work with, because you can turn over results really, really quickly. And so from this point of view, that we can see the climate differences between Mount Gambier and the Riverland, how does that impact on the same seed potato that's highly infected with scab? And we can see how climate variances against exactly the same treatment between the two locations. And the growth rate of the potatoes, because at Mount Gambier they're growing a lot slower than they are up here because we're warmer. And so you can take all of those variables into consideration when you get your data out.
Now, while we're having spud chat, I heard something interesting on the weekend that sweet potatoes are, in fact, not actually potatoes. Is that true?
That is true. Sweet potatoes again, like a swollen tumour, but they are totally different from, well, it's almost a swollen root, really. So they're a tropical plant that you, if you want to grow them, you can just take a handful of sticks and just plant them in the ground, like the stem, they're a creeper, and plant them. So they're totally different, not even the same species of plants.
So why are they called potatoes? What is going on?
Well, it's because they sort of, they're just a swollen rhizome as against a tuber, and just a nickname for everything. Tomatoes are related to potatoes. So are capsicum. So they're all part of, those three are part of the same family. Sweet potatoes are a different family.
Tomatoes are related to potatoes?
Yeah, same genus of plants.
You are blowing my mind this morning, as always.
But these are the things, so it just proves that at some stage at university I was awake.
Yeah.
And not for very much, not much of a, not much, but occasionally I did wake up.
Isn't it funny how you can pay attention if it's something interesting?
On the Riverland and Mallee's 5RM Breakfast with Anthony Millick.